Hello, beloved, everywhere you are joining us from. I would like to welcome you to this build-up session today, the 7th of May, 2025. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for this wonderful opportunity, our build-up session. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your faithfulness and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for leading us always into the triumphal procession in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the abundance of your grace. We thank you for the gift of this program. And we thank you because of what you're doing with our lives. You're building our faith. You are inspiring us in the right direction you want us to go. And today again we open our hearts and with joy and gladness and all attention to your direction and to your inspiration today. In the name of Jesus Christ, to be built of you, to be built by your word. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, today I would like to bring you a message titled Full of Years or Full of Days. There is such a thing as called full of days. Full of years. What is it? And as we go through the scriptures, you will understand what we're talking about. Full of years or full of days. That's what God wants for your life. At every stage, and then at even the conclusion of it all. Blessed be God. Let's read the scriptures. We'll begin with the book of Job, chapter number 42 and verse number 17. The book of Job, chapter number 42 and verse number 17. The Bible says, so Job died, being old and full of days. When he says full of days, you can also say full of years. He says, being old and full of days. Being old and full of days, he's not talking about the same thing. So the Bible says, so Job died, being old and full of days. Wow. Let's read another scripture. I just want you to note that he says full of days. Let's go to Genesis chapter number 25 and verse number 8. The book of Genesis chapter number 25. And then we'll read verse number 8. Then Abraham gave up the ghost. That means he died, all right? Gave up the ghost and died in a good old age. An old man. So that is about the number of years. And full of years. And was gathered to his people. Again here, he says full of years. In the book of Job, he says full of days. Glory to God. This is Abraham now. That was about Job. This is about Abraham. Let me read again verse number 8, chapter 25 of the book of Genesis. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people, full of years. This is God's description about his life, about the life of Job. And let's go to another scripture. 1 Chronicles 23, verse number 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Chronicles, chapter number 23, and verse number 1. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. Did you hear that? So when David was old and full of days, not only was he old, he was also full of days. In other words, he had lived completely. There is what you call living your full days. Right? And this can be measured at different stages of your life, but also at the conclusion of everything else as you exit this earth. Blessed be God. He says full of days. That's what God wants for your life. That's what God wants. This is an example of David. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son and king over Israel. Blessed be God. What does it mean, full of years or full of days? It means living the purpose of God for your life, living it to the full. In other words, doing whatever he told you to do, doing what you were supposed to do according to God's plan for your life. When you do that, at different stages of your life, it can be defined, it can be measured. And then at the conclusive end, that's what you call living fully, living a complete life. It is not just the number of days that you spend in the earth. It is the quality of the life with regards to the purpose of God for your life. Have you discovered God's purpose? And have you aligned yourself in the fulfillment of that purpose? Are you in that direction? Are you in that course? Or you are merely living just like a human being, just like everybody else? I want to bring to your attention, God has got a plan with each one of you. He's got a definite plan. You see, you're not just like everybody else. You must come to a place of discovery of the God's plan for your life, and then you begin to fulfill it. When you do it to the very end, when it is accomplished, this is what is called living full of days. And sometimes, maybe within a particular stage of your life, let's say you are a student, what is it that God wants you to accomplish in line with His will during your days of being a student? When that thing is done, it means you have lived full days in that stage. In another stage, again, you live full days. That means you live according to God's guidance of His purpose in your life. You execute His purpose. You live His dream for your life. You are not just pursuing your dreams. You are not just pursuing the dreams of your parents, the dreams of your friends, the dreams of those that you associate with. No, the greatest of them all is to pursue and fulfill God's dream for your life. That is the place where your heart is going to be satisfied. Nothing else will ever satisfy you until you find yourself doing what God designed you to be doing, living the purpose of God for your life. Glory to God. That's what it means when He says full of days. So it's not just about the number of years that you live. No, it is about the quality of the years in those number of years that you're talking about. The quality of your life. And that is with regard to God's purpose for your life. Did you live God's dream? Did you live God's purpose? Did you fulfill His will in your life? Blessed be God. Let me read you again Acts, the book of Acts, chapter number 13, verse number 25. This is about David. I want you to listen to the conclusion of the life of David. Acts chapter number 13. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts chapter number 13 and verse number 25. The Bible says, "And as John fulfilled his course." Now, this is not yet David. This is about John, all right? He's talking about John the Baptist. "And as John fulfilled his course, he said, 'Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there comes one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose.'" But I want to get your attention to those first words. He says, "As John fulfilled his course." That means John fulfilled his days. That means John fulfilled the purpose of God for his life. Oh, glory to God. And do you know how old was John when he died? He was about 32. He didn't even reach 40. So it's not necessarily the number of years. It is about the quality of the life. It's about alignment with God's purpose. It's about fulfillment of God's purpose for your life. Don't think you are too young to discover God's dream, God's purpose, God's plan for your life. Don't think you are too young to execute that purpose, to fulfill that purpose. Don't even think you are too old to do it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you know Jesus Christ when He came? Let's read John chapter number 4 and verse number 34. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The book of John chapter number 4 and verse number 34. He answers His disciples. Jesus said to them, "My meat," or my food, "is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work." Did you hear that? He says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. That should be your mentality in life. He was mindful. There was somebody who sent him. He was mindful that he was a man on a mission. He was mindful of God's plan, God's purpose for his life. And he says, I want to accomplish it. He says, that is the satisfaction. That is what I live for. That is the reason for my existence. It has to be so. Any other thing apart from this, let me tell you this. You may be a nurse. You may be a business person. You may be a teacher. You may be a mechanic. Whichever profession, whichever engagement that you can ever talk about. You may be a farmer. You may be a student, etc., etc. All those things, they are periphery. In fact, they are the platforms through which you must exercise, by the grace of God, this purpose of God in your life. Through which you must fulfill the purpose of God. Look at them as platforms of expression and platforms for fulfillment. In other words, your school time, your job, your business, your family. It is not the very purpose of God for your life. No, but these are avenues and channels. You see, there are avenues through which you fulfill God's purpose. In other words, it will be important for you that every engagement of your life be connected to God's will. How does your family speak into God's purpose for your life? How does your business speak into and get connected to the fulfillment of God's dream and purpose for your life? Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. So you see your school that way. See your family that way. It is not the very purpose, but it is a platform that God has given you through which you can express this purpose of God and fulfill it. You see? Fulfill it. So in other words, it must be instrumental. Those engagements, they must be instrumental to the fulfillment of God's purpose for your life. They are platforms of expression. They are like channels. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. So he says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. That's how Jesus lived. That's how he thought. That was what preoccupied his mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This must be your heartbeat in life. You see, in whatever engagement. Otherwise, you're going to live an empty life. So today I'm bringing you God's word entitled Full of Years, Full of Days. That's how God wants you to live. You see, when I remember my school days, you know, when I was in school, I don't wish God would give me more years to go back there, because I lived my full days in that stage. That means I used every grace that God gave me to do his purpose. You see, to fulfill his purpose in that stage, to do his will in that stage. That's what I did. And I thank God. At every stage of your life, you must be able to measure the success within that particular stage. Glory to God. With regards to God's purpose for your life, God's dream for your life. He's got a big and a beautiful dream for your life than you could ever have for yourself, than anybody else could ever have for yourself. Don't live an empty life. Let these words echo in your mind. God has got a plan for your life. He's got the most beautiful purpose and plan for your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I pray for you. A journey has started for many of you that have not discovered these things. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that your heart is going to open up right now to God's dream and God's purpose for your life. Yes. That even beginning now, another many days from here, you are going to start to know, start to identify yourself in God's purpose. Your eyes clearing off, your eyes opening, your ears opening to God's voice and God's direction and God's teachings and promptings concerning his will and his design and his purpose for your life. Glory to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And do you know, at the age of 33, Jesus said, it is finished. He accomplished everything else in line with God's purpose for his life, yet at the age of 33. So it doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter the age. What is important is fulfilling God's purpose. Fulfilling God's purpose. We know about Paul the apostle, who at the end of his life in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 17, he says, I have fought a good fight. He says, I have finished the race. He lived full days. Hallelujah. Remember, the title is Full of Days. And I'm saying you can do this at different stages. And then it's going to be at the very end. You have lived your full days when the trumpet is going to sound. I have lived my full days. Glory to God. That means lived the purpose of God to the highest quality of fulfilling it. And that's what is going to determine the level of glory that we're going to be in heaven. That's what is going to determine the kind of reward that you're going to receive before the Lord. Because one of these days when we get there, there's going to be a function through which God is going to present gifts of rewards to each one of us. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And Paul was about 62. History records, about 62 or some thereabout, you see, when he died. But he died full of days. 62, he was not an old man. Jesus at the age of 33. John the Baptist at the age of 32. Think about that. And he exited. And think about the coming of the Lord, when the rapture is going to happen. Have this in your mind. Be inspired today. And you can talk to yourself, I will have lived my full days as the trumpet is going to go. He doesn't just want you to be the best employee or to be the best employer. No, he wants you to fulfill God's purpose for your life. God's purpose. Don't miss God's purpose. There are people who are so preoccupied and they don't miss the rewards. You know, if you are a football player, you find you are the best football player. They don't miss those things. They give their attention to those things, but they have never given attention to God's purpose for their lives. I'll stop here for today. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for talking to your children today. They are blessed by your word. They are blessed by the presence of the Holy Ghost. They are being led in the way that they should go. Yes, they will not go as those people that don't know where they are going. Purpose is going to be defined. They are helped of God. They are helped of God to walk the pathway of their purpose for God and fulfill it to the full in the mighty name of Jesus. Accomplish it to the full in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. To you be all the glory, to you be all the honor in Jesus' name. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. God bless you. He is the greatest, the strong and blessed.